This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just one more drop. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Dr. Shealy, are you bliss?
Yes!
And, class, if you'd like to call in and chat with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, 866-582-9933. And this is where converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Shealy, I got a call from Miles this morning. Miles is in Europe. He is a one of our senior instructors, and Dr. Shealy, you, of course, are a senior instructor, and he said he wanted to call in and chat with us, and I said, that'd be great, so we're expecting his call, and if you have some medical concerns or issues and you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy, I want to thank you personally for helping on the telephone with my mom on Thanksgiving, and she had a terrible bout. She ultimately, we found out what was wrong. She had a urinary tract infection, and it became so serious that it was in her blood, and she was admitted to Mercy Hospital, which we now refer to as No Mercy, and they treated her with Levaquin, which is a pretty powerful antibiotic, and she's home now. And but I can tell you, Dr. Shealy, about neglect at the hospital. It is the most serious thing I've ever seen. No Mercy Hospital has a, I don't even know what you call it. The way they staff the nurses and the aides, they work 12-hour shifts. And if you see the same nurse 2 days in a row, that's a miracle. And I don't like that. I like it when you see the same faces over and over again, because in my opinion, when you see the same nurse on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday and on Thursday, that nurse may have five patients. And that nurse would say, whoa, I see a change since 20 minutes ago. Something's wrong. And they can act immediately. Or they can say, wow, there's a great positive change since yesterday. Things are working right. And they can report that to the doctor. But without the continuity of staff, there's no way. Wow, there's a helicopter flying over the farm. That's unusual. Without that continuity, that component of change in a person is missing. What do you think about that?
You're asking for common sense.
I am.
And ethics.
Mm-hmm.
What planet are you living on? You are.
Well,
you expect mercy less. to have mercy?
I started to relate the story about, and I didn't tell it exactly, but I mentioned that Mercy wanted to advertise on a radio station where you were broadcasting as a medical doctor. Now we're talking about Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. Can you share that story, Dr. Shilley? Would you like to?
It was still St. John's at that time. Mm-hmm. And one of my agreements with KWTO is that there would be nothing related to medicine or health advertised immediately before or during or immediately after my particular program.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, immediately, I'm talking about half a second before my program, there was an ad for their medical insurance program. So when it came on, I said, well, folks, I have to tell you, I cannot recommend St. John's Medical Hospital Insurance Program. I would suggest Cox is better. St. John's stopped $60,000 of ads, okay, to KWTO. And there have been no more medical or health ads immediately around my program.
Well, you know, it's it only took one advertisement showing up for you to do that? Wow. Okay. Well, I was accused of having a very, short fuse. And when I was broadcasting on KWTO, I followed your broadcast. And by the way, that's how Dr. Shuley and I met. And so I said there was a coin company that was advertising. Well, here's what happened. The first day I was broadcasting, my very first day, I was in the studio, and there was a commercial for erectile dysfunction. First break. And I took my headphones off, and I was stomping around the studio like, who approved that? How did that commercial get on my show? And I was livid, absolutely livid. The engineer is looking at me like, what's with you? And so after the broadcast, I went into the front office, and I said, hey, who approved this? What's going on? And they said, like, who are you? You just got here. Who are you to make these demands about what kind of commercials run on your broadcast? And so that was the last time that they ran that commercial. And then they had another commercial for a storage shed company. And it, in my opinion, it was not very well done. And it was the equivalent of a six-year-old talking about, you know, storage sheds. And I said, you know, I don't mind the storage shed commercial, but I do mind the way it was produced. And it's not professional, and I want it done right if it's going to be on my show, or it can't be. I said, you don't understand. This guy's been advertising for years. I said, it's not my concern how long he's been advertising. If he's going to be advertising on my show, I want it done right. And so ultimately they fixed that. But later on they asked me about this coin company. They wanted to advertise this particular coin company, and I said, absolutely not. I know the guy who owns it. I am not comfortable with him. I do not want that. I do not want my listeners thinking that I support, endorse that particular company.
Oh, you missed the golden opportunity.
No, actually, I didn't. I didn't.
I'm teasing.
So here's what happened. The first time I heard it, I called the front office and I said, look, that's not going to work. And if you do it again, I am going to be likely to talk about it. Second time, third time, fourth time. The fifth time it happened, you know, I told him every time, don't do it. And the senior sales guy said, hey, Vinny, come on. They're such a great advertiser. It's a great fit for your program. You like gold and silver, and they are in the gold and silver business. It'd be a wonderful fit. You know, please, please, please. And I said, absolutely not, because I know the guy. I know the owner, and I'm not going to recommend him. And so on the fifth time that it happened, I said, you know, that's it. Look, I don't recommend, I don't support, I don't endorse doing business with this company. I do not want them advertising on my show. I've mentioned it to the front office, and I don't know why it's advertising, but I am not recommending this company. That was one of the, you know, between that my giving out the phone number for Greg Burris, the city manager, talking about the Chinese factory outlet and the Baptist church that called the police on me twice with the assistance of a local talk show host in Springfield, Missouri. Those things got me in the front office, and I got what's called the velvet hammer. The velvet hammer is, hey, Vinny, we love you. They love you. We love you. They love you. Everybody loves you. You're doing great. Hey, you know what? If you talk about these things, that'd be wonderful. You know, like who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield? And if you talk about donuts and things like that, that's great radio. And by the way, it'd be good if you didn't talk about Ridgecrest Baptist Church. It'd be good if you didn't talk about the Chinese factory outlet, Walmart. It'd be good if you didn't talk about that coin company. And I thought it was just a suggestion. And it was not a suggestion. So if you're wondering why they don't even remember who I am over there at that radio station. Even the owner would come to see me every time I went on the air in the studio. He'd come over and he'd say, "Who are you going to complain about today?" And now when people say, "You know a guy named Finelli?" I've heard of him, but I never met him. That's the response. But anyway, I think that was why I am no longer broadcasting in Springfield, Missouri at that particular radio station. So I wanted to share that with you. Dr. Shealy, so Merciless Hospital or No Mercy Hospital, I have called the CEO's office. And I am unable to talk with the CEO. I'm unable to talk with the CFO. I'm unable to talk with the COO. The only people who will talk to me are what they call patient safety. And I figured out what patient safety is. Patient safety is the new name for risk management. Risk management is the name for the department that deals with customers that they think are outraged, have a gripe, and just may bring the hospital to court. Those are the patient safety people. And they're interested in extracting information from us who have been abused, or our family members have been abused, or our loved ones have been abused by the hospital, and they want to find out how much risk there is with this particular case, or this particular customer or patient. And those are the only people who will talk to me. And when I've called the hospital, Dr. Shealy, and I get transferred to them, they will not give their last names. They will only give their first names, and they say they're not allowed to give their last name. What kind of nonsense is that? They're running, they're hiding, they're afraid of their own patients or customers or family members. I wanted to share that with you, and we come back. We've got Greg in California. We'll take your call as soon as we come back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Shuley's with us, and he worked at the hospital, and they were so pleased with him that they published his obituary in 1960.
Have you put that up on your website yet?
I will do that, Dr. Shuley. Greg in California, you're on with Dr. Norman Shuley. Welcome.
Pleasure to be talking to you two fellas. I hold you in high esteem.
Well, thank you very much. How can we help you?
I just wanted to confirm that everything you and John Stantmuller were talking about yesterday, about hospitals and their race to the bottom as far as money goes, is true. I experienced it. I spent 35 years in one of those places. And I watched it turn into exactly what you're talking about.
Well, let me share with Dr. Shuley and the rest of our class a little bit about what we're saying. Dr. Shuley, I was talking with John Stantmuller, and you've met him. He's been at the house, he's been at the farm, he's been at the expos and the meetups. And Dr. Shuley, so John Stantmuller and I were on the phone last week, and I said, I'm going to do a special broadcast about what I experienced with Mercy Hospital. Would you like to join me? And he said, well, Norm Shuley would be the guy. I said, well, yeah, I knew that. And Norm Shuley's going to be on the next day. And I said, we'll get the medical opinions, the next day. That'd be Wednesday. But Tuesday, let's talk about what happened, and so we did. And then at the end of the broadcast, we talked about Mercy, and we talked about the lack of care and the lack of compassion and how the staff is not paying attention. We just touched the tip of this iceberg. And at the end of the broadcast, at the end of the 2 hours, John Stadtmuller invited me to be on with him for another 2 hours on his radio show on his network, which we did. And I believe that's what you're talking about, Greg, right?
That's correct, sir. And an iceberg it is. It could sink a fleet of Titanics.
All right, let's talk about what you know.
I've experienced these hospitals become basically giant corporations. Mm-hmm. Where they retain their name, like Mercy, like the one you went to, mm-hmm. but they're really under a giant, bigger umbrella of another corporation, and they're just using that name because it's a familiar name. And
well, I can tell you you're absolutely right, because as I read the back of this business card from Lacey Phillips, who is the nurse manager of 3D Medical at Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri, the back of her business card is imprinted with these words: "As the Sisters of Mercy before us, we bring to life the healing ministry of Jesus through our compassionate care and exceptional service."
I would consider that fraudulent advertising.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope that, well, I'm quite sure that their lawyers are listening, and I'm looking forward to them contacting us. Yeah, I'm looking forward to them contacting us, because whatever we do, I will expose it as we are doing it.
Okay? Yeah, no, I had to laugh really hard when you mentioned you invited that nursing supervisor to come on, because there's no way she's going to come on your show.
She won't even answer my calls.
Exactly.
No, I think that they have this system in place where if they see my phone number calling in, I'm serious. I think that if they see it, they say, "Oh, that's Finelli. Okay, transfer him to patient safety," which is risk management.
Oh yeah, they do. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. you're a marked man there.
Mm-hmm. And so what have you seen? Well, actually, what is your role in?
I was a hospital engineer.
Okay, what does that mean?
We make the building run, take care of heating, air conditioning, run boilers, do repairs, add services to rooms, you know, any electricity, computer wires.
Okay. Everything. What kinds of things have you seen that you went home and told your family, "Oh, man, you won't believe what happened today"? What kind of things did you see?
It's all about liability there on one hand. Mm-hmm. But then if you have a big emergency or a crisis, it's just do whatever you have to do to get it fixed. And right or wrong, do whatever you have to do to get it fixed.
Have you seen doctors protecting doctors when they make mistakes?
Well, it's very compartmentalized in that area. You rarely know, being in my position, they only tell you just enough to do your job. Mm-hmm. They got everybody scared there that they're going to lose their job. I know I've had, when I went to get the flu vaccine and you start asking questions, they blow you off. They won't talk to you. The health and safety nurses.
One of our health and safety, yeah. One of our instructors is an emergency room doctor, and he said that he's being forced to take a vaccine, and they're going to test him to make sure he took it. And if he doesn't take it, they will fire him as an emergency room medical doctor.
Exactly.
Greg, would you like to stick around through the break?
Sure.
Okay. Dr. Sheely's with us, Greg in California.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid, If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD Hearing Aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormSheely.com. 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 And please sign up for the same free newsletter that I get. Greg in California is with us. He's a hospital engineer. And Dr. Shealy and Greg, let me share something with you. And I'd like Greg to comment and then Dr. Shealy. When I was studying management, at the School of Management at the university, one of the things that I learned was that you can measure how well a corporation is doing very, very quickly without looking at the numbers. If you go into the cafeteria, and the cafeteria is noisy and boisterous, and people are laughing and smiling, and there's a lot of fun and exuberance there, the company's probably doing well. If you go into the cafeteria and everybody's really quiet, it's probably a blame-finding organization that's not doing well. So my question for Greg, and the reason I asked you to go first, is what have you seen over the years in the cafeteria relating to not the patients, but the employees? Have you seen a change over the years in the happiness as exhibited by the noise in the cafeteria with the employees and the discussions that they have among each other and, you know, the chatting in the elevators, those kinds of things, then and now? Have you seen a change?
Well, of course I have. And one thing you have to keep in mind is that these hospitals, they're not like any other kind of corporate economic activity that you've been involved with. They're their own special breed. I mean, you can come and pay your money and expect satisfaction, but you might not get it, and as you might find out, there ain't much you can do about it. But yeah, I have. They also they want a climate of quietness. They don't want you to be boisterous and do what you were talking about. They'll actually come and talk to you and tell you to keep it down because they want it to be quiet there so they can promote the healing environment. And,
well, I can understand. I can understand if the employees are in the same room as the patients, and a couple guys or gals or guys and gals are joking and laughing it up, and three tables over, there's someone who is going through you know, the last stages of life, and so I can understand that. But what I'm trying to differentiate that from those who, you know, you might be working with and having fun and, you know, kind of sharing some of your experiences at home on the weekend, something that you might have seen in the movies or television or a book you've read or something you've done, and, you know, just share some fun things. And that's what I've seen in decline in America over three decades. But, and I'm wondering if you've seen the same thing in your circles, not where you're forced not to.
Well, yeah, because these corporations have been reorganized so many times, you're probably not going to find someone like me who worked 35 years in one place. Everyone's floating around, trying to get the best deal they can, the most money they can for their time. A lot of these nurses are contract nurses who have, they have no loyalty to the hospital. They're only loyalty to their pocketbook. And they travel around from place to place.
That's a real problem. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts?
Well, as you know, I sort of gave up on hospitals over 40 years ago.
Yes.
In fact, interestingly, yesterday, our farm foreman called his wife, who also manages our business, and said he was going into town, and he saw an ambulance coming this way with no lights on and wanted to be sure I was okay. And I said, he need not worry. If I get to the stage where I can't take care of myself, I don't want to go to a hospital. I'd rather recycle.
Dr. Shealy, I believe that there are a few ways that you can accelerate one's death. One is to join the military and become a target. Two is to be stopped by the police for some kind of a papers encounter like license and registration. Or three, go to the hospital.
Unfortunately, I mean, that is true.
I think those are like three of the best ways to die. Greg, do you have any other comments you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I wanted to get Dr. Steele's opinion on some of my opinions.
I love it. Go ahead.
One of my mantras is, I'm going to stay home and die in peace. I'm not going to the hospital.
Well, that is definitely, I think that was exactly what I was describing. I've told my kids, if they call and I don't answer the phone, they leave a message, don't come over for at least a week. I want to be sure I'm dead before you get here.
And I'm losing track of my thoughts here. One more I got. Hospitals are the most dangerous, unorganized places on the planet. I heard that on a comedian show, and the comedians were talking about the hospital I worked at.
Well, I'm not sure.
Laughing.
I think there's the White House.
Boy, there's definitely double-minded men there. It's scary. It's scary, and it's something I'm passionate about. I get told to shut up every time I start talking about things, so I admire you fellas. At least you're willing to talk about stuff.
Greg, thank you. Thank you for so much for calling in today.
All right. I could talk more, but I don't want to take up all your time.
Greg, you're right on. Thanks for calling.
Feel free to call in anytime.
I've never called anybody before. Never felt anybody was worthy of calling.
Wow.
In my search for truth.
We're flattered.
Well, you should be, because man, we're just outnumbered and overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you. I don't know what happened. It's like I woke up on another planet.
Well, Greg, let me share this with you and Dr. Shealy. I was on the tractor this morning, and what I do before the broadcast is I feed the cows a couple thousand pounds of hay, literally 2,000 pounds of hay before the broadcast, and I feed them again after the broadcast. And so I'm on the tractors every day, and this morning I was thinking how bad it's going to be. Yes, we're outnumbered, but there's a silver lining in this dark cloud of all these people who are doing all these bad things to us. They can't possibly survive what's coming because they are fully dependent on the system. There's no way that they can all survive. So it's kind of a self-limiting thing. These guys that are doing all these things to us, just they won't be around. They can't be around. Because without electricity, they're going to die.
Yeah.
You know, you raised a very, very interesting question that came in one of Joey's emails this morning.
Mm-hmm.
about flushing the toilet in a situation like that. If you've got no water coming into your house, how are you going to take care of just that simple waste product?
Right. That's a real, real problem. And that came to mind as well. I was looking at the Internet, and there was a post about this Cold War era bunker that this guy uncovered in his backyard. And yes, he had an air tube to allow air to exit, and didn't show the whole bunker. But a real problem is, you know, everybody's got to pee and everybody's got to poo. Well, what do you do in that situation in that bunker? Are you in there for 20 minutes? I don't think so. Are you in there for a day? I don't think so. If it's a radiological problem, you might be in there for a couple of weeks. Well, are we going to use plastic bags? That's going to be a huge problem. So for those who are thinking about bunkers, you need to have, you know, a couple ways out of the bunker in case, you know, the hatch gets sealed. You need to make sure that you have plenty of water, and you can get more water and food, and dispose of the waste products so that you don't kill yourself.
Put in an old-fashioned hand pump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you got?
Yeah. The problem where we live, Dr. Shealy, your well and my well, they're probably over a couple hundred feet down.
Yep.
And in Springfield, Missouri, the first level aquifer at 450 feet is contaminated. It's ruined. And so what they've had to do to provide water to the community or the village of Springfield is to drill down below that, to the aquifer below that. And that one seems to be, you know, better. And that comes from the president of a well drilling company, who's one of our instructors, Richard Linebaugh. You know, he's told us that. So, you know, if you think that you can just dig a hole or drill a hole or bore a hole and stick a pump in there, you may be poisoning yourself slowly or quickly. And that's why, class, and this is going to sound self-serving, if you want to protect yourself, you need to have good, clean water. And you don't know what's coming. You really don't. You don't know how bad it might be. You don't know how bad the water might be. So you can test your water every day. You can test it every day before you drink it. That's kind of not practical. So just get a good, high-quality water filtration system. And the one that I recommend is by ProPure. That's the one that I like the best. And that's the one we use every day. We used to use another brand. And we like the ProPure the best. Seriously. This is not a commercial, it's an endorsement. So, regardless of where you get your water filtration system from, please consider ProPure. Greg, do you have any stories that you'd like to share with us? Any horror stories? Things that you've witnessed out of the corner of your eye?
I just know that, like you and John were talking about, they're racing to the bottom. And, like in my experience, you'd ask for qualified technical training, and they'd basically tell you to go train yourself. You'd get a very limited amount of qualified technical training, and the management might get upset if that qualified technical training took too long and took you away from your duties as assigned, because that's what it's all, you know, the bottom line of your job description is duties as assigned. So we can...
All right, let me ask you this as a hospital engineer. Oxygen. Have you ever noticed in all the years you've been there that there was a time when oxygen supplies were dangerously low?
No. We monitored that and we made sure it was full.
Okay. No, have you ever seen a situation where the power went out and it was dangerous for some of the patients?
All that. Every time the generator went on, yeah. It's a crapshoot, you know. You know, they're not maintaining that thing like it's a Ferrari motor, you know. It gets a minimal amount.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and I'd like to share something that happened this morning that ties directly with what Dr. Shealy did at some of our meetups. Dr. Shealy offered his medical expertise at several of our meetups, and he offered a free blood pressure clinic and a medical test. And what he did was he measured the blood pressure of anyone who wanted to come into the restaurant. And he spent a lot of time testing people's blood pressure, writing down what their blood pressure was. There was a waiting line, like 15 minutes long at any point in time, just to get a person's blood pressure tested. And then Dr. Shealy offered a sample of something called Kyani. That's the brand, K-Y-A-N-I. And the specific product is called Nitro Extreme, N-I-T-R-O-X-T-R-E-M-E. And I saw this, and I, Dr. Shealy repeated the results, or announced the results to us, of each of these trials that he did publicly, right then and there. And our family has been on Kyani Nitro Extreme and some of the other Kyani products as well every day. And I just want to share with Dr. Shealy some of the numbers from this morning. So before my mom got up and we had her, we are constantly trying to improve her health as a result of the damage that the hospital did to her Mercy, or No Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. And her blood pressure this morning after she got up and sat down and was 164 over 84. We gave her a glass of water and three half droppers of Kyani Nitro Extreme. And we tested her blood pressure 15 minutes later, which is about the time that Dr. Shealy was, was interested in seeing the results of 15 to 30 minutes after Kyani Nitro Extreme. Her blood pressure went from 164 over 84 to 144 over 72 in 15 minutes. Dr. Shuley, so my question is that the kind of results that you saw when we had the meetups and we did those tests?
Yes, absolutely typical. At least 70% of people get that kind of result. And incidentally, the best result with a combination of antihypertensive drugs up to three is about 45% get some control of blood pressure. And if you're a man, you get an ED. And if you're anybody, you get fatigue. But other than that, the drugs aren't too bad.
Well, and that's why we don't want anyone in our family on these drugs that you're mentioning. And when my mom was at the hospital, the pharmacist came into the room and he said, okay, I'm the pharmacist. I said, great, how can I help you? And he said, well, I have these list of drugs your mom's on. And he read them off and I said, no, she's not on those. And I got to furosemide, which is Lasix, and I said, you know, we have that here in case of an emergency. We might give her one quarter of a tablet, but we haven't done that for 30 days. And it's a very low dose anyway. But that's only if she has fluid buildup, or we think she does. Anyway, and that would be not something that she would get very often. So I explained that to him. So what does the hospital do? The nurse comes in and gives her blood pressure medicine. And she starts coughing with this very wet cough, which is why she's not on those blood pressure medicines, because of the complications that they cause. And I told the nurse, what are you guys doing? You know, we turn our backs for a second, and then you guys do this. We already went through this. Her chart says no, 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 and you do it anyway. And so what do? They do it again. Dr. Shuley, they're not paying attention. And I explained Kyani Nitro Extreme. No one has heard of it. No one's heard of it. No nurses, no doctors, nobody's heard of it. And I said, just watch what happens. And I showed them. But they don't pay attention. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.